would be to combine advertising with sponsoring particular shows that have to do with the domain you're working with.
Stylefile is brought to you by Forever Laser Institute Geneva.
We have had this great experience with your Stylefile show, and many clients, when we ask them, where do you know us from, answer, you know, we've heard about you on the radio.
Be part of the WRS success story. Contact our advertising team today on 022-989-5310 or email advertise@worldradio.ch.
We have had very good results and it works good.
Yep, advertising on WRS works.
The best new music and the tracks you love. This is WRS, Lake Geneva's voice.
The drummers are sounding good today, aren't they? They're obviously refreshed after the weekend. Thank you for that. 20 past four, we'll have World Radio Switzerland news coming up in 10 minutes from now. Zila, I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Congratulations, you're in the draw as well. Zila has sent in her second entry for today, and I've just had official word from the company director, breakfast show host Mike Butcher, said, Kay Racing, he said, don't, quick, let everyone know that you can enter for a second time. So if you entered on the breakfast show this morning for the Palio tickets, you can enter again this afternoon on Drive Time. Text 939, start your message with WS. You can email studio@worldradio.ch or call 022-782-7263. Zilla writes, she's given me the answer. I won't tell you what that is, but it's the area of the Palio site itself. You'll find the correct answer on our website, worldradio.ch. And she goes on to say, Tony, listening to Drive Time today with my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Have a wonderful day. Zila, thank you. We should catch up and have a chat. My expat and profile segment one afternoon. I'll give you a call, Zila. Eric Ware is my expat and profile this afternoon. He walked into the World Radio Switzerland office last week with a jar of peanut butter or peanut paste. Depends on which part of the world you're from. He said, try this. It's completely natural. And I made it. We all looked at him and thought, what's the catch? What's he trying to sell us? What's he put in this stuff? Anyway, I had a look at the label and it said Eric's, 100% natural peanut butter. Well, there's a natural sweetener, which we'll talk about in just a moment, which is a rather curious ingredient. I thought, you know what? There's got to be a story behind this. Let's butter him up, so to speak. Pardon the pun. And get him on the radio to hear the nutty inspiration behind it all. Eric Ware. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Come in nice and close to that microphone we can... This all only came about in the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, really recently, basically. Yeah. Mm. The idea just came out because I was, just frustrated enough to find good peanut butter in the stores, in the local stores. So yes. I said, I'm a big fan of peanut butter because I'm American from my dad, so I was born and raised with peanut butter. So... Yeah. And I live in Switzerland, and when I go in the store, it's always the same kind you can find, and it's made, I don't know where, like in some neighborhood country. So, and it's just not the good one I was looking for, and I'm used to, basically. So,
What were you looking for? What do you like? Because we've all got our personal... I love peanut butter as well.
Yeah,
I think that's why I was taken by your story. Yeah. Okay. And I couldn't believe you've only created this. And it's now available in 14 stores.
Yeah.
And you only created it 14 weeks ago. But when it comes to peanut butter, we've all got our personal preference.
Yeah, definitely.
Some people like it smooth. Some people like it semi-crunchy. Some people like it crunchy. Almost crunchy, like eating peanuts itself.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you like your peanut butter?
I like it crunchy. But I made a creamy one, the first version, because it's easier to make. And my first goal was to make a nice peanut butter, not too complicated to make, so I can repeat the process on and on, have a good taste that's stable over time, and move on from there. So basically, it was just easier to make a creamy one. So afterwards, if people like it,
yes,
I will move on to a crunchy one.
Tell us what's in there. I've been talking about this curious sweetener, all natural.
Yes,
curious
all
sweetener
natural.
That
well,
you
basically,
use.
Also the thing is, I'm a big fan of peanut butter, and the one you find in the stores all have palm oil.
Okay.
And my problem is that I do a lot of sport, but yet I am subject to cholesterol, probably from my dad or the family.
Okay.
So so my doctor told me just don't eat peanut butter because there's cholesterol in there, so it's not good, so don't do it.
So what's it, the cholesterol's from the palm
so
oil?
So it's only from the palm oil, so exactly. So I learned that actually the cholesterol comes from the palm oil.
Mm.
So if we remove that, you're fine. There's no cholesterol in peanuts.
So what's the sweetener that you use in
there? So basically honey, that's all.
He's calling me honey, and he's only been in here for 5 minutes. There you go.
Exactly. So I only put honey in there. That's the sweetener I have. So it's a natural sweetener.
Is it local honey? Like is it
Lake Geneva region honey? Factory. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's it. So it's
and
just
that's it. So I put honey. I put a little bit of a sunflower oil to make it a little bit more smooth, basically.
So many questions pop into my mind.
Sure.
I'm curious as to what you were doing prior to 4 weeks ago, before you started doing this. However, before we get to that, let's talk about the process of how you make the peanut butter. Did you have to go out and buy some special equipment, or what's the story here?
Well, I started in my kitchen with a machine, like a local, like a kitchen machine, like a whatever you call it. And I made my peanut butter in my kitchen because I saw that you could make it yourself. So I said, okay, that's interesting.
I'll give it a go.
And then I said, it's great. I don't need to wait for friends to import or bring me back some peanut butter from the States so I can try to make it myself. And I did. And the taste was just unbelievable. It was just wonderful.
Just different.
It was different. It was better than the one that we can find in the stores, basically, and healthier.
And did you then do some taste testings with your friends?
Exactly. So I did.
Are they sick of peanut butter now?
I said, guys, come over, family members.
What was it? I mean, because that's always it's a very telling moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it? And you hope that they're going to tell you what they really think.
Yeah. So, the family, the best judges usually are the kids. So my kids, they tried it, and usually they're just, they like it or dislike it right away.
Bang. And they'll tell you too.
And they'll tell you right away. I said, Dad, this is bad. I said, okay. But they liked it. So they really loved it. So that was great. So
tell me how you enjoy having your peanut butter. Zila wrote this email just before, and she said, Tony, listening to Drive Time right now with peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I have to be honest, I've never tried peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Never.
No, because where I grew up, it's just like, I don't know. You just, the thought of peanut butter and jam.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something that doesn't.
Well, then you should talk with my wife. Because she's got the same thing. She hates peanut butter and jam for some reason. And I love it, personally. Every morning I just put spread peanut butter
no
all
wonder
over the
your
bread
cholesterol's out of control. How do your kids like to have it?
My kids, one of my kids is not a big fan of it, and the other one just loves it. And my little daughter also, she loves it. So she would just have it only with just peanut butter spread over the bread.
Do you know what we used to do years and years and years ago? Because there were five kids in my family, four boys and one girl, poor Michelle.
Yeah.
And mum was forever buying these, you know, the giant jars. Like the, you know, the feeder family jars.
In the States, really, like you go to Walmart or in Australia. Okay.
And so, like, these things would disappear in no time flat.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
with the peanut butter, we would race home from school. We'd get in after four.
Okay.
And the first thing we'd do was, like, hit the kitchen for the afternoon snack.
Oh, wow.
And we'd have this massive jar of peanut butter. And we'd open it and we'd sit there. Just with a spoon.
And just with a spoon.
Just eat it with a spoon. Like, I think to that now, as a middle-aged man.
Go. Grab a spoon and eat it.
Actually, can someone get me a spoon? I need to try this stuff. I haven't tried your peanut butter yet. So eating it with a spoon was always a favorite. Do you know the other way I love to have it?
Nope.
Crumpets.
With what? Crumpets.
Do you know what crumpets are?
Well, no.
How do you describe a crumpet? Okay, if you imagine... It's kind of like toast, cross between toast and pancakes.
Sure, definitely.
But they're fluffy.
Yeah.
And they've got holes in them. Do you know crumpets?
Yes. I know.
Okay, so you toast them.
Word from this. Yes, that's really nice, yeah. Warm and then melts on it. Yeah.
Totally. You're onto it. How else can you have peanut butter?
You can use it also for, you can bake cookies with peanut butter.
Yep.
You can also use it for barbecues.
Would you use it for a barbecue?
Well, you can just spread over your meat, basically.
And or even as a marinade, like as a marinade.
Marinade, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, so I'm working on some recipes, so...
Good.
So we'll post this on our website soon.
At the moment, I've got the jar, and you know what I'm going to have to do is take a picture and Facebook this so everyone can have a look.
Can.
It looks good. You've done a great job with
the
packaging.
Well, thank you very much, yeah.
The label, because you're a bit of a serial entrepreneur, aren't you?
A little bit, yes. I must admit.
What have you created in the past?
Different things, definitely. Yeah. I was in the fresh food business before, also. Mm-hmm. And
what else have you created?
A drink.
What was the drink?
It was called Rebel Drink, but it didn't work so well. We didn't position the drink well enough. But it was a really nice, tasty drink.
Was it? One of those caffeine drinks or something like that?
No, it was just like a fermented fruit drink. Mm. So you ferment the fruits. So you have sort of a fruit-based syrup. And then afterwards, you use that syrup to make your drink. So it's a special drink, actually. It was really nice, refreshing, but well, in it. Good experience.
Eric Ware joins me this afternoon. As I mentioned in the introduction, Eric walked into the office last week with a jar of peanut butter. He said, "Here, try this. It's completely natural." And I made it. And I said, "Eric, I've just got to talk to you on the radio one afternoon." I'm keen to hear from our Drive Time audience this afternoon. How do you enjoy your peanut butter?
Exactly.
The more different, the more out there, the better. So how do you like to enjoy your peanut butter? Text 939, start your message with WRS. You can also email studio@worldradio.ch. Could you maybe provide a jar to give away to send to one of our listeners or something like that?
Oh, sure, definitely.
Would that be fine?
Okay, perfect.
So if you'd like, Eric's very kindly, well, I twisted his arm, but
ouch!
He's very kindly offered a jar of his peanut butter. And if you'd like to win that jar, I mean, this could be bigger than the Paleo tickets.
Hey, right? You never know.
Then again, maybe not. But
it's
if you'd
great
like
peanut butter anyway, so
if you love it, it's all natural. If you're sick of all that processed stuff and you'd like to try some natural peanut butter made here in the region,
yes,
Lake Geneva region,
fresh.
That's another thing. It's fresh.
Oh, yeah. And I only work on a small batch, meaning like I work on demand, basically. So if like a store orders like peanut butter, so I will just produce exactly what they ordered.
And already in 4 weeks, you've got it in 14 stores?
And really growing, actually. So I'm moving on to more, actually. So I'm pretty happy with that. Yeah,
how have you managed to achieve that?
Well, I just went into the store. Well, basically, I think I conceptualized something that really is people like. I think it's a nice...
Packaging's great.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah. But it's nice to go into the store with that packaging. And then also I've noticed that all the stores have peanut butter. So that's a good thing. People eat peanut butter. But it's a little bit lost in the shelves. So just get into the store and say, listen, there's something you have.
So where is it? Where is it right now? Which are the stores that people would know?
So you can buy it at Ashanti store. It's in Les Eaux Vives. Also in Nice store. It's a retail store in Geneva.
Mm.
And also in Épicerie Fine, also in Geneva, and also in Lausanne, like Épicerie de Chailly. So all these guys are really nice stores, actually, so I'm pretty happy with
that. What is the trick in taking an idea and turning it into a product? Where to start?
I think you have to go for the opportunity, but also you have to do something that you like, I think. Because peanut butter, I am seriously a big fan. And getting to the stores, I got this big grin on my face. I'm proud of my product. I know it's good and tasty. So this is really part of the story. So if you have all this tucked together, I think you can get into the store and people will start listening to you. If you just go because you think it's going to work maybe or something, well, I think you should forget about it. It's going
to
be
What do you hope to achieve with Eric's peanut butter?
Well, I wanted as many people to eat peanut butter. And also, I want to, because I saw like some TV shows on MC's and TF1, they were discussing and showing peanut butter. So I was like, oh, that's interesting because they're starting to talk about peanut butter in France. So that's good news. So maybe
you might be able to export to France.
Well, first, if I can work in Switzerland and have other people than just English people or US people to eat peanut butter, it'd be a good achievement. And also maybe in France, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, what's next for you? What's your next project?
Peanut butter for one. Although I have another one in my mind.
Slow down. Slow down. Slow down.
Let's do this one well, and then we'll move on. But Chamonix, definitely. I want to sell in Chamonix because Chamonix, there's so many English and US.
Verbier and Zermatt, Sasfay.
Exactly. So Lesnin. Okay, my next targets in Switzerland is going to be Lesnin, Villard, Verbier, Zermatt, and Cham for sure. Yeah.
Do you know, I just had an idea.
If
it's big, you know, cut me in on the profits. But mixing Swiss chocolate and peanut butter in like a bit of a swirl in the jar.
Very nice.
There you go. And
we'll call it Tony's. Tony's best. You're in. It's your recipe.
There's an idea. Swiss chocolate and peanut butter in a bit of a swirl in the jar.
I think it's going to be very tasty. Yeah, definitely. I haven't tried really. I've heard that you can do a recipe with chocolate. I've seen it, but I don't know.
Well,
I've
you know
never
what? There's
those
things. I mean, your dad was American.
Yes.
Do you remember the Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yes, definitely. Oh, peanut butter cups, definitely.
That's like chocolate and peanut butter together.
Yes. Little cups. Yeah, you can make that as well. Yeah, I'm thinking, but people don't really know about this peanut butter. But something to be done. Yeah.
I mean, you only have to look at one of those things and you almost have a heart attack. But
no, it's nice. It's tasty. But also for sports people because I run a lot and I do long distance running, and And really, over the long distance running, is one of the only thing I like to eat is peanuts, chips, and really stuff like that, or Coca-Cola. But I hate those gels, for example. So peanut butter is a great thing, a great treat when you do
True.
Sport. Yeah, it's really nice.
Speaking from experience.
Yes, definitely.
Eric, lovely. Keep me posted on Will how do. All of this Will goes. Do. Is there like a bit of a website or are you got a? Oh yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Ericspeanuts.com. That's not Eric is peanuts. It's
Eric.
Eric is peanuts.
My sister said, get ericsnut.com. I said, well, it's taken already. So.
Eric's, so one word, ericspeanuts.com if you'd like to find out more. Now, we've got a jar to give away. I don't know how we're going to send it without this glass packaging breaking. But anyway, Eric, he'll come around with his smiley face and he'll deliver it. If you'd like to win the jar of Eric's peanut butter and you love peanut butter, you're a big fan of it, just send us an email, studio@worldradio.ch, or text 939, start your message with WS, or call our new number here in the studio, 022-782-7263, and tell us how you like to enjoy your peanut butter. We'll stay in touch, Eric.
Thank you.
Thanks so much,
Tony, for having me. Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks for coming in. We're running horribly late for the news. It's 25 minutes away from 5. WRS News on the way next.
WRS Drive Time, brought to you by leshop.ch. Your groceries delivered right to your home.